Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. No, wait, what did I say? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The coffee hasn't kicked in yet, despite the fact that it's 12 o'clock.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes.
In less than 20 minutes.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on.
No one will understand what I've gotta do. loved you as if I didn't know. I still love you as if I didn't know.
Adam Wayne from 1961 here. On Radio 9 at 1210, much more music time. We'll check weather for you.
I want you to run to me, baby. I run with all your might.
This is Jackie Wilson on Radio 9.
Baby, till the broad daylight. Wanna thrill your pretty mama till the sun don't shine. Satisfy your soul before I lose my mind.
Jackie Wilson here on Radio 9, and I'm trying to figure out why this... we had this problem last week that some stuff doesn't want to play on this computer, and I don't understand why. I thought we fixed it, but...
I can hold her tight, but she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I'm on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged 15th floor. I'm ready to sack, get to the top. I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone, said, "Come on over, honey, I'm all alone." I said, "Baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with a aching feet." I'm a corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 more. I'm on 12, I'm starting to drag 15 to 4. I'm rid of the sight. Get to the top. I'm too tired to rock.
Eddie Cochran on Radio 9. Of course, this weekend is the Backyard Brawl, which is the Pitt and WVU football matchup, always a heated rivalry. If Pitt wins, I predict there won't be a safe couch in anywhere in South Oakland tonight. But the series, of course, it goes back and forth between Pittsburgh and Morgantown. This year it's in Morgantown. And a couple of reminders. The University of Pittsburgh is asking any Pitt fans who go to Morgantown to please be polite while you're there. And also to be careful. Watch where you walk. Make sure you don't step on anybody's feet while you're in Morgantown, because a lot of the WVU fans don't wear shoes.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
John from Whitehall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear The Tide Is High. I said, rather than the Blondie version, why don't I reach way back to 1966? I mentioned that if Pitt wins the backyard brawl, there won't be any safe upholstery. I expect a big run on lighter fluid, and no upholstered furniture will be safe in South Oakland tonight. Meanwhile, if WVU wins,
oh, really?
If WVU wins, I see that tomorrow, if WVU wins the football game tomorrow, Tudor's Biscuit World in Morgantown will be selling all-you-can-eat possum stew for $5. So that's... drive down. This is Ricky Nelson on Radio 9.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Gave away my heart for a little food.
the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Mentioned that couches are in danger whenever their pit wins a big football game. The only other time that couches tremble in fear so much whenever J.D. Vance comes to town. That story's been debunked, by the way. There was a story that went around last year that the vice president, in his book, had confessed to having conjugal relationships with a couch. That story has been debunked, that there is no such story in his book. Okay? Not true. It's a love scene. At least after he was done with it, it was a love scene. Radio 9.
WRKZ.
1225 Chime Time. New music from the High Watermark's coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Sandy Nelson's brother, Paul the Mockster, they've got the same name there, Mockster. Had a good show last night. I'm not always up that late because, quite frankly, the nurses at the home, they usually tuck me in around 7:30. But especially on a Friday night, they say I've been overstimulated. But I had a good show last night, and he said he's headed out to do a wedding today. So congratulations to the happy couple, and break a leg, Paul. And make sure to listen to Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 o'clock exclusively on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark,
that's not a blanket,
wondering if the sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand. I'll bet it is when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. So eyes forward, don't drive distracted. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather
driving around
gonna
with your blanket in your hand?
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees, cloudy overnight with a low of 58 on Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 86, clear Sunday night, low 59, Monday sunny, high 87, Tuesday sunny, high 86, and then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 79 in Washington County, 79 also in Beaver County. It's 78 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 79 degrees right now. With new music from the album Consult the Oracle, these are the High Watermarks on Radio 9. Music from the album Consult the Oracle. Those are the High Watermarks here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. They're coming for me. Must be the bad joke police. This is Quincy Jones on Radio 9. Quincy Jones on Radio 9, and these are the Ramrods. From Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He said, since the summer is wrapping up, I'd like to hear the happening. Sing See You in September. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away. Don't forget to write.
Something's going off by request. I mean, you know, the backyard brawl. They're actually taking a 3-year break from the backyard brawl. And then they'll resume Pitt versus West Virginia. Through 2036, the two universities are going to be playing those games. But they're going to take a 3-year break. Now, the football history between Pitt and WVU goes back to 1895. Can you believe that? They played their first game, first backyard brawl, October 26th, 1895. And years ago, the Pitt football team, this is before there were interstates. They were headed down to Morgantown to play West Virginia on the team bus. And they're going, of course, there were no interstates, so they were on these sort of country roads going down to Morgantown. And as the bus is driving along, they pass this farm, and out there in the farmer's field, there is a man stripped naked, and he's having marital relations with one of the sheep. Well, the bus driver jams on the brakes, and he runs up to the house, and he knocks on, pounds on the door, and a little boy comes to the door, and he says, little boy, he says, call the sheriff. He said, I said, there's a man out in your field having conjugal relations with one of your sheep. And the little boy looks, and he says, oh, that don't matter nothing there, stranger. That's just my dad.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
Rock on my baby on the treetop.
music for young lovers.
It is not, though. It's Jay Thurber. And these are the Jarmels on Radio 9. We'll have sports coming up for you in a couple of minutes.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
It's fall, and we've got some gardening tips coming up for you right after this important message.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m., and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit ReadyPA.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Farmer takes a wife, the farmer takes a wife. Hi-ho the derry-o, the farmer takes a wife. Once again, with his distinctive theme, it's time for Agriculture News with our Bob and Ray expert, Dean Archer Armstead of the Lackawanna, New York Field Station.
Hello again, Bob, and hello again, friends everywhere.
Well, Dean, once again, of course, fall is really upon us. You can feel it in the weather.
Well, there's certainly in the air, and there's frost in the pumpkin.
And I know there are quite a few questions here from our listeners who are perplexed about various problems around the farm.
But what we're here for, Bob, if you can read some of the letters, I'd be very pleased and happy to take a few moments of my time to answer them.
Well, one in particular here is concerned over storing alfalfa for feed for the winter. I wonder if you have any
advice. Well, that, of course, would be peculiar to one section of the country. However, I assume that we have enough for blitzens in that section of the country of the alfalfa farmers, but I should spend a little time with them.
Go ahead.
To store alfalfa, it would be best to get it in from the element, because if you know, you get a lot of field bugs.
And keep it dry, I suppose, too.
That's right, because we get a pile of rot.
And then one or two, were you through with that one?
True, definitely.
One or two others are concerned over fruit trees, whether they should prune them here in the fall or wait until next spring.
Well, it's a matter of taste.
It's a matter of taste.
Whether you want to prune them in the fall or prune them in the farm. Now, I personally prune my apple trees in the spring. In the spring, and I pruned some fruit, my peach trees, my turnip trees, in the fall.
In other words, it would depend on the type of tree, the type of fruit.
And, of course, where you're located, whether you have severe or mild winters. It makes very little difference in that respect.
I see. Well, now, is there any parting word you have for the
farmers who are listening to us right at this moment and who follow your words of advice with great sincerity.
Yeah, goodbye.
Dean Archer Armstead of the Lackawanna Field Station, our Bob and Ray Special Agricultural Consultant.
Radio Night!
Check sports and weather next. Here are the premieres.
How's your pagoda?
Has anybody seen Coach Pickle Harry?
No!
If you see him, tell him that Herbert is looking for him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The premieres.
Farmer John, I'm in love with your daughter. She's the one that makes the champagne high. She knows that I love her better than she showed me your daughter. Farmer John, I'm a man,
the premieres here on Radio 9 at 1251. Much more music time. We've got new music coming your way from, let's see what we can play here, because we've been having some, how about the All-American Rejects? Well, that, no, that doesn't want to go in there. I don't understand. Like, if I drag the thing over here, I thought we fixed this, but we didn't. This is good. This is great radio, ladies and gentlemen. Listening to an idiot try to get the computer to work properly. Boy, oh boy, they sent us a patch for this thing, and I thought it had fixed it. It works about three-quarters of the time, much like me. new music from the All-American Rejects. Speaking of All-American Rejects, I'm Jay Thurber. You know who isn't a reject, though? Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien is every single Saturday afternoon starting at 3, and it is a good time every time. It's all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites that you remember from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional moments of silliness and some bonus material. So why not tune in and relax and unwind this weekend with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up at 3 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
You're
weekend for college football. The Carnegie Mellon Tartans play their first home game. They won last week on the road at Chicago. They are ranked number 17 in the nation. Right now they are hosting the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse, which is ranked number 9, and this is going to be a tough test for your Tartans. Right now in the second quarter, Wisconsin La Crosse leading Carnegie Mellon at Gesling Stadium by a score of 7-0. Pitt and WVU in the backyard brawl. That game gets underway at 3:30 down in Morgantown. This is the 108th time these two rivals have met. The series is going to take a break for 3 years starting next year, and then we'll resume in 2029. Penn State will be hosting the Villanova Wildcats. That game gets underway at 3:30. Last night, the Pirates lost to the Washington Nationals by a score of 6-5. It's the Bucks and the Nats again today, and Bubba Chandler is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Game time there is at 4:05. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Rockies over the Padres 4-2, Twins over the Diamondbacks 9-8, Brewers over the Cardinals 8-2, and the Athletics blanked the Reds 3-0. Pittsburgh Steelers have some injuries to cope with when they host the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow. Joey Porter Jr., team starting cornerback, has been ruled out for the game. And DK Metcalf, who else are we looking at on the injured reserve list? Deshaun Elliott and Derek Harmon also have been ruled out for the game as well. Nick Herbig and Alex Highsmith are both dealing with injuries. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers all be looking to go to 2-0 when the Steelers take on the Seahawks tomorrow at Heinz Field. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny and hot today with a high of 85. Cloudy overnight with a low of 58. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 86. Clear Sunday night, low 59. And then on Monday, sunny skies with a high near 87. Right now, just hit a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 79 in Washington County. It is 76 right now in Butler, 78 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 79. Here on Radio 9, the Shadows are going to take us to news time. come to play every Saturday afternoon in the Steel City, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. Find me on social media at Jay Thurber Show on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, the news is coming up next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. The suspect in the assassination of conservative American political activist Charlie Kirk